news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of love and tenderness, you need only the Playhouse Love Doctors. You can submit these online on the Playhouse page at 194.com. Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you're on the Love Gurus. My daughter is 14 and probably going to start dating soon. I fell so in love when I was 14 and got married at age 18. I put my life on hold for him forever, and I'm worried that my teenage daughter is going to meet the guy that she thinks that she should be with, which she's a teenager as well. But I want her to understand when I tell her not to be too serious with anybody, that doesn't mean that I regret my life with her. How do I do that?
I actually don't think you should say anything.
No.
She's not dating anyone yet. She's just turning the age you turned when you met your husband. So maybe when she finally gets in a relationship and things are getting serious, you can kind of talk to her about how, you know, you have your full life to meet people. You're going to meet people in college and all that. Yeah. So I wouldn't say anything yet. Just let it be.
Seems like kind of a far cry to go from, like, hey, you're going to start dating. Make sure you don't fall in love and get married right when you turn 18.
That sounds like something a crazy father would say.
I've been telling them that since they came out of the womb. Love doctors, you're the love gurus. I'm going to a Halloween party this weekend with my girlfriend, and she's planning on wearing a sexy costume, and I think it's a mistake. Not because it's sexy, but because of who she is. I love her, and she's beautiful, but it has a cut-off top with an exposed midriff, a short black skirt, and a wig. It would be a great costume, but she's not the right body type for it. She doesn't pull it off. She has a bit of a beer belly. It is a sexy costume, but it's wrong on her. She wants to wear it and thinks it's the best thing ever, but I don't think she should. It's going to be bad for her. She's going to be embarrassed, and she's not going to look the way she wants to look. She's just not going to look attractive. It's not flattering on her. Her gut's going to be hanging over this skirt, and it's just going to look wrong, almost like she's a pregnant woman. How do I tell her not to wear this in public?
Oh, that's tricky. Okay, so she must have tried... I'm assuming she's tried this costume on to make sure it fits. You just want to see what it looks like.
Obviously happy with it.
So if she is happy with it and she feels confident, she thinks she can rock this outfit, I would say let her do it. And I wouldn't say anything. But at the same time, you just should always be honest with your partner. So I don't know how you can nicely say, like, are you sure that's the costume you want to go with?
Maybe not the best costume for it. You know, I think if she's happy, you don't say anything. Because, like you said, she's tried it on.
That's what I would assume. If she's tried it on, she knows what she looks like. And you're your own worst enemy. So I'm sure she's looked at and she thought, well, I look good in this.
And finally today, Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you're the Love Gurus. My sister got divorced about a year ago. And now her ex has started sending me very flirty messages on social media. Actually, I always did think he was super hot. And the main problem is, yes, he used to be my sister's husband. Additionally, here's where it gets weird. They do have two kids together, so I have two nephews that he is the father of. I actually would like to go out with him, and I always thought he would be a better fit for me than for her, but is that more trouble than it is worth?
Yes, that is going to be so much trouble. They're going through a divorce. There's a reason why they split. You cannot, I would suggest you don't even think about a relationship without him. There are so many other men out there. But if your heart is set, you need to give it time, not right away.
I don't hate it if you understand the fact that it's going to be super weird. It's going to be weird between you and your sister, and the whole thing is just going to be a little bit awkward.
It is not going to be just weird between her and the sister. Her and the sister, the nephews, they're going to think, well, this is our aunt, but now our aunt is dating our dad. The parents, that's a mess of family drama.
Can you imagine if they ended up together and she was the stepmom to her own nephews?
That's just so strange. I'm sure it's happened before, but that is strange.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that those two didn't work out. So what's to say that this isn't the man of your dreams and you guys wouldn't be perfect together? If you're fully aware of the fact that you're getting into a weird situation, and that your sister's probably not going to be happy with it, and it's going to be weird for your nephews and really your entire family, maybe it doesn't hurt to get to know the guy.
Do you think, though, I want to know more on this divorce. Is it a clean, nice, did they get along, they're just not right for each other kind of divorce? Or is it they're out after each other and it's not good? Because if it's a good divorce, maybe you talk to your sister about it.
Maybe you just see what she has to say about it. Then... if you actually want to get to know the guy, maybe you start with her. It's probably the polite, courteous thing to do.
Yeah, but give it time, not right away. It's too soon.
You think a year's too soon? What's
the amount of time?
What is the amount of time it's okay to date your sibling's ex-husband?
3 years.
That's the magic number. What made you come up with that?
Just it's far enough away, so it's still not fresh. I think a year after a divorce, a year after anything, you're still getting used to life without that person and how to live. And then so she'll have her first year without him. And then the next year where she's kind of like, okay, I could do this. I'm on my own. So you need to be a supportive sister. And then by year three, this is her new life. This is her new normal.
Could you handle if a couple years from now your sister is
dating
Steven? No, absolutely
not. Do not even talk about it.
Julia and Steven.
No, I'd be in prison.
Why would you be in prison? Would they both be gone or just
wait,
one?
Wait, why did my relationship with Steven end also? No.
Probably because Julia started sniffing around.
If my sister tried dating... Well, currently, just thinking about it now makes me mad because I'm happy with my...
Right.
...fiance. But... Still, no, I would not like that. I wouldn't want to think about it, and I wouldn't want to know what those two are doing, and no, I'd be in jail.
I mean, even just for the hypothetical, I feel like I need, like, a protective screen and bordering the room.
And it wouldn't...
Wait, what?
I know, it's making me angry.
I don't really understand what just happened there. So you're getting pretty mad, huh?
I am. I feel like I couldn't even think about it. Maybe, like, an old ex, even that makes me mad.
Hmm. Yeah, so she couldn't date like your ex-boyfriend either. That'd be a problem too.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a good. Just in your family, friends are different.
Okay. Y94.